It's Friday, the 27th of June, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Over 130 young girls from different traditional authorities are taking part in the annual Olufuko Festival, which began on 20 June and will run until 1 July at the Olufuko Center in Utapi. Future Media's Maria Namupala reports.
Omsati Governor Elginus Enjera said, since its inception in 2012, the Olufuko Festival has grown beyond a mere celebration. It has as well become a movement that preserves and promotes tradition and cultural identity. This year's Olufuko is dedicated to celebrating the legacy of the late Dr. Sam Nujoma, founding president and father of the Namibian nation, who served as Olufuko's patron since its inception in 2012 until the time of his death. Enjera further said, Nujoma's visionary leadership and steadfast commitment to cultural preservation have left a mark, ensuring that Olufuko remains a beacon of tradition and heritage for generations to come. Maria Nampara reporting for Future Media, Ondangwa.
Namibia's economy grew by 4 billion Namibia dollars in the first quarter of 2025, rising from 58.5 billion in the same period last year to 62.4 billion Namibia dollars. According to the Namibia Statistics Agency, this marks a 2.7% increase in real terms. Here's Cirrus Capital economist Tannen Groenewald.
The GDP release was relatively uneventful with no real surprises, although government consumption expenditure did grow by nearly 6%. The coming quarters are likely to see more impactful changes, mainly due to the offshore activity and political uncertainty. Midterm budget later this year will be key, given that the latest budget doesn't really reflect many of the priorities laid out in the SWAPO Manifesto implementation plan, and geopolitical tensions and uncertainty will also have mixed effects. On the one hand, the higher commodity prices as a result of this would further support the uranium and gold mining, and while a weaker exchange rate would be beneficial to manufacturing and tourism, of course it does pose risks to inflation and fuel prices, bringing knock-on effects to other industries.
The third Namibia Oil and Gas Conference will take place from 12 to 15 August. The event aims to align the sector with the national goals as the country diverts from oil and gas exploration to production. Chairperson of the Economic Association of Namibia, Jason Kasuto, has more.
Namibia stands at the cusp of a very interesting time with regards to oil and gas, and with Total at the cusp of final investment decision, I think that August, which is when the National Oil and Gas Conference will take place by the Economic Association of Namibia and NIPTB, by that time, it will be a very interesting time because we would have wind by that time of Total's decision. So by August, I think the exciting promise that the August conference holds is that a number of decisions would have been announced by then that can then be better amplified at that platform.
Then below freezing temperatures are expected in most parts of Johannesburg this weekend due to the arrival of a cold front. Many parts of the metro are already recording below zero temperatures. Johannesburg Emergency Management Services spokesperson Robert Mulaudzi says they are on high alert for any emergencies.
Residents are urged to exercise caution while using any heating devices, not to leave them unattended, so that we can be able to prevent fire incidents which might occur during these extremely cold temperatures.
And data from the black box of a London-bound Air India flight that crashed earlier this month in Western India has been downloaded. The crash killed all but one passenger on board, making it the deadliest aviation tragedy in India in decades.
Accessing the data for the black box is key as investigators begin piecing together details that led to the crash. India's aviation ministry said in the statement that it would, quote, help reconstruct the sequence of events leading to the accident. Investigators are now hoping to begin sharing details with a preliminary report expected in 30 days. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner operated by Air India crashed moments after takeoff from the western Indian city of Ahmedabad, killing 260 people. 241 of them were passengers and crew. Kshitij Nagar, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.